This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Intrigued? I sit here, Doug Steffen, absolutely certain that every little thing that you want to know, we will touch upon in areas that are very important. So you have the little things about the important things. That's how you can scrutinize us. And it's a moment-by-moment thing. You've got to pay attention. There'll be a quiz at the end of the hour. Jennifer Horn is one of the teachers. Victoria Keelan, also a teacher. Kara Schillen is a teacher's aide. And so here we go. We all have a number of qualities, and this could be where we are. As teachers, we're patient, we're kind, we're loving. Don't you agree, ladies?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hurry up. So business about, I suppose we have to do a Trump thing, or two or three. There's a poll out on Trump. Is that what you or?
Well, there's a poll on impeachment. There are a lot of polls on impeachment. Whether or not
big betting, by the way, if you go out, you bet online .ag, you can bet on when Trump's going to get impeached.
You can bet on the primaries. You can bet on who will win the general in 2020. You can bet on
Michael
impeachment.
Bloomberg. I wonder if there's a Bloomberg. There must be by now.
Could be. Yeah, you can. And by the way, bet on impeachment. As much as I don't support it, I would bet on it. I think the Democrats already know what they're going to do.
Bet on anything that's negative like that.
Impeachment is different than removal from office. And just from what I've heard, I think this what you're seeing right now and what we will continue to see as these public hearings get started is that this is really a PR messaging war right now. The Democrats have already decided to impeach. They already have 218 votes that'll support a vote on articles of impeachment. That's all that they need. And so there's no doubt that this will probably happen. But you never know. Look, strange.
You realize what a complete, and not only is it a complete and utter waste of time now, but if Michael Bloomberg gets into the race for real, how much, when you look back at this sort of thing, how much money and time has been erased from the value of having a good government or the value of having government at all, or the value of our tax input. The average American pays $10,000 to $12,000 a year in income taxes. So what do you think about it? That's the way I look at this. Because I don't really, I don't care about the politics of it all because it's so self-serving. But the people who are supposed to be served, that is you and me, aren't being served at all. It's becoming, it's almost like we're the laughing stock. It's just, I don't know, I've said enough.
Well, let's talk about the polls, because I think it is really interesting to see how these polls are different. So there are national polls on impeachment, and then they've also drilled down into some of the early voting states, and then more importantly, the swing states, which will probably determine the election in 2020. And states to keep an eye on the top tier are Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Those will be very important in determining, and those are the most up-for-grab states right now. Then you've, of course, got Ohio and Florida. Arizona is on that list as well. So when you drill down and look at some of the most important states to determine the election, the support for impeachment is not at all high. In fact, it's underwater for Democrats. But in a new poll that's out from USC and from the Los Angeles Times, this is a national poll, so it's not just based here in California where I am. This is national, across the board, not drilling down into swing states. Americans are divided about the impeachment inquiry, and this, of course, comes as the House is preparing for public hearings. We're going to have those start in just a few days. 1 in 4 remain uncertain about whether or not impeachment is the right way to go. Right now, according to this USC LA Times poll, 44% say the House should vote to impeach. 30% say it should not. This is across the nation. But the number that I think is probably the most telling is that 26% say they either don't know or it's too soon to tell. those uncertain Americans are the people that Democrats and Republicans are going to be talking to as the public hearings get underway. Because, again, this is less about process, and this is more about whether or not whose messaging comes out on top. And that's why Democrats and Republicans are putting together their spokespeople, because over the next couple of weeks, as the public hearings get underway, they're going to be the ones who have to craft the message and try to get support from Americans just, you know, out there in the middle of the country just trying to go to work and get their kids to school. And with one in four already uncertain in this poll, it's an uphill sell actually for both parties.
Something in terms of looking at this in an overall picture, the candidate for the Republican Party will be Trump. The candidate for the Democratic Party will be ? Is there some thought given to Bloomberg being a Democrat and running as a presidential candidate? And I'm asking because there's a...
He's running as a Democrat.
Okay, so I don't pay much attention to the Huffington Post because it's so one-sided. It's kind of like Newsmax. It's so one-sided on one the other. But so Arianna Huffington, for whatever the reason, has no use for Michael Bloomberg, which I find interesting that she and the people in the editorial staff are whacking away at him already, which tells me that, frankly, he has a good chance because most of the stuff that comes out of the Huffington Post is a lot of crap.
Yeah, did we all get the email this morning? Hey, yeah. Bloomberg, the field is full.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And they're not sure what he could bring to the, you know, to the field.
Are you kidding?
Really?
A winner, hello?
Yes, that's her headline today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's her headline.
Yeah.
And she's in the camp. This is what's so funny. And
she sold the Huffington Post, though, right? She's not there anymore.
She's still
controlling. Thrive.
No, she's still
controlling. But it just shows you, and this is what Trump supporters deal with all the time, that once a news media outlet becomes attached to a candidate, they create headlines that hurt everybody else. And so, you know, I'm glad that actually this headline exists, because people who are on the other side of the aisle for me go, oh, yeah, wait a second, maybe they are working against certain people. It's clear that the Huffington Post is supporting Elizabeth Warren. It is more clear than anything else. If you ever read headlines on the Huffington Post, they're in the can for her. So for whatever reason, now, you know, you get a taste, I guess, of what people feel like is happening to Trump all the time.
Let me give you one more thing. This is the sort of thing that really bothers me. Apparently, Kim Kardashian said that she has that she risked her reputation because she took a meeting on prison reform at the White House with the president, because he's so unpopular in Hollywood. This is how small these people think, that just because she had a meeting, I mean, I'm not surprised by it, because I know some of the eggheads and knotheads that are a part of the Hollywood scene, but to have this be, why would...
I don't think it's just Hollywood. I think she meant more her followers.
Well, why? What's the matter with her followers? She's trying to do something good that has nothing really to do with the president. It has to do with an idea.
I think people see that now.
Oh, my God.
At first, and she's also attached to Kanye, and so Kanye's been very controversial. So I think that now people realize what she's been doing is actually a great thing. I think she means at first there was a backlash. There was.
There still is. And by the way, if you want to see it, look at the Washington Nationals. Look at how many people were on Twitter. Oh, I used to love the Nationals. Well, I was happy for 5 days, but they showed up at the White House. Give me a break. Is that really what we're doing now?
But I don't think those things have an... I don't think any of those will have an actual long-term backlash. Like, I don't think it had a long-term backlash on Kim Kardashian. And Nationals fans are still going to love the Nationals. I mean, the parade that they had in D.C. was absolutely packed. I know so many people who were there. So, yeah, some people said that, but I don't think... I mean, the majority of Nationals fans, still Nationals fans.
Oh, the ones
they don't
on social media.
Social media are always the loudest. And half those people probably weren't even national fans in the first place.
Yep,
they probably don't even live in D.C.
Yep.
The thing that bothers me, though, is this like idea that you just, I don't know. On The View, when Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle were guests on The View, Whoopi Goldberg said, and they're here. She wouldn't even say the names of these two people.
How arrogant is that?
I mean, are we at that point where we can't even say people's names if we disagree with them?
It's arrogance, complete arrogance. So as long as we're in the sort of election wheelhouse, what do we think of Jeff Sessions deciding to run for his old Senate seat? How old is he, Sessions? He's in his 70s.
He's not as old as he looks, actually.
No, he does look, I agree with that, So he's supposed to be announcing.
Yeah, he's 72, so he's younger than half the people in the Democratic Party right now who are running for president.
Yeah, right. Let's see here. Who's in that seat now?
Doug Jones. Remember, that was the one that was Roy Moore and Doug Jones were battling it out.
Yeah.
And they did it because Sessions was appointed and that seat was open. Right. So then they had the runoff
and Doug
Jones got in there. Now Doug Jones has to run again and Jeff Sessions will win hands down. It's his seat. People love him.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so that takes care of that. I guess it's really interesting to look at this roll around, the roll up and the roll down and the roll back and Oh, by the way, speaking of rollbacks, U.S. and China agreeing to roll back tariffs on each other's goods. This is sort of a follow-up to something we were talking about earlier in the week as the continuing trade war discussions and what to do and how to fix the problem continue. Spokesperson announces the agreement this week. He said both China and the U.S. would simultaneously cancel the same proportion of tariffs. So did this get people to the table? Was this just a bluff on both sides? Because eventually they knew, did somebody whisper, okay, you just do this and we'll do that and then we'll straighten it out.
I hope it's not, Doug, because we know, you know, we've been talking about the effect that this has had on family farmers and farmers in general. So if this was something that the two of them said, oh, hey, let's drum up some controversy here, that would be pretty horrific because this is really negatively impacted a lot of Americans.
That's for sure. Yep, check it out. By the way, the American Family Farmer Show you can listen to. Find out what's going on with family food and the farm. AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com is the podcast. It's 18 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin and its huge 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
The Geek Out.
This is a crazy headline. A man keeps getting drunk without consuming alcohol. It's true. A 46-year-old man continuously had the symptoms of inebriation, brain fog, poor balance, slow motor skills, oddly aggressive behavior, and was once even arrested for drunk driving. The problem is, he hadn't consumed any booze. What he has is a rare case of auto-brewery syndrome, in which the bacteria in the gut changes regular carbs into alcohol, so after a sugary high-carb meal, he'd start acting drunk. After a lot of questions from the police and treatment from doctors, the man was able to overcome the issue. But if you want to learn all about auto brewery syndrome, it's a real thing. We've posted a link on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The Toyota Prius is now available with electronic all-wheel drive, which means it has the highest MPG of any vehicle equipped with all-wheel drive. Visit toyota.com/test miles to learn more. Prius all-wheel drive operates at speeds up to 43 mph based on the U.S. Department of Energy data as of February 13, 2019, excludes all electric vehicles.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We built sandcastles that washed away.
Beyonce's voice readily recognizable to her fans in this tune?
Or any tune? Yeah, for sure.
She joined the list of celebrities, you know, that signed a viral change.org petition to prevent Rodney Reed's execution. He's in Texas. He's been 21 years on death row for the murder of someone in 1996. According to the Innocence Project, Reed, who is black, was convicted by an all-white jury. There have been some weaknesses in the case that have surfaced. The murder weapon has never been tested for DNA evidence, and forensic experts have admitted to some of the errors that they gave in testimony. A handful of witnesses have also come forward to suggest Reed is innocent. As a result, his attorneys filed for clemency to stop the execution, which is scheduled for later this month. So Beyonce shared the petition on her website, urging Governor Greg Abbott in Texas to, quote, please take a hard look at the substantial evidence in the Rodney Reed case that points to his innocence. Be honest, be fair, give him back his life. Other celebrities signing the petition include Rihanna, Kim Kardashian, Meek Mill, T.I., LL Cool J, and more people. So, as an editorial position, it is shameful that these things come down. I'm distracted by two things. That there is a move among people in the black entertainment community to attach themselves to this, but then giving them the benefit of the doubt. This certainly wouldn't be the first case of a black guy getting convicted by an all-white jury that was not correct. The guy was not. I don't know. I have no feeling or sense as to whether the guy's guilty or innocent.
Yeah, I don't know if they're claiming he's innocent, but I think they just want him to get
a look at the DNA.
Right, yeah, get a fair shot. If they have
weapons. Why haven't they?
Exactly.
That lends itself to people thinking that there is prejudice here, because if they've got the DNA on them, then they got nothing to hide. But if they haven't got DNA evidence or something,
then
that
they
really
also have
links
to admit
him,
that there's a murderer that's been on the loose for 21 years or however long it's been.
But the wrong guy in jail for all that time. Those are always good cases for big lawsuits. So let's hope it works itself out Let's hope it works itself out. Here's the next musical item here, 26 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I and you, underscoring a new memoir that's been written by Mariah Carey on the list of titles from Andy Cohen Books. I didn't know Andy Cohen was a publisher. When did that start?
He has his own imprint, so he's published. Yeah, he's so connected to all of the housewives. He created the franchise, so
yeah.
If all of them write books, and a lot of them have, whether it's cookbooks or memoirs or whatever,
coloring books.
He's just a smart businessman to be the one to take the the profit from it.
So there are three women that are involved. You said you used the term imprint. It's actually published by Henry Holt, but when it says imprint, that means that his name is stamped on
the
inside
cover.
He's got
his own subdivision of a publishing, so he's in charge of his own little publishing world.
Right.
Yeah.
So Mariah Carey's memoir is supposed to be about her journey to being a superstar. The other works are Queen Bee by Dr. Jacqueline Waters, a cast member of Married to Medicine, and Bodacious Dreams and Bevelations by Bev Smith, a former co-host of Page Six TV. She was a New York radio host for quite a long time as well. Cohen is a TV producer behind The Real Housewives, as noted by Victoria. And Holt is the publisher of his three bestsellers, Most Talkative, The Andy Cohen Diaries, and Superficial. I find whenever I've seen him to be quite likable and
I love him.
Quite entertaining. I don't know that much about him, but when I've seen him, I thought he was.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading to Atlanta today, where he'll launch an initiative being called Black Voices for Trump, the campaign trying to boost his numbers among black voters in the 2020 election. Yesterday, his number two, Mike Pence, made things official, filing the paperwork needed for the president to run again in New Hampshire.
I couldn't be more honored on behalf of the President of the United States to add his name to the ballot. We look forward to being through the Granite State again and again.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney has been subpoenaed to testify in the House impeachment inquiry this morning. Last month, he said President Trump froze nearly $400 million in U.S. aid to Ukraine to pressure the country into investigating Democrats, but then he denied that statement. A White House official says Mulvaney's not expected to show up today, despite that subpoena. This is USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen and all of you challenged every day. We have challenges in our life every day, and we are challenged to present to you something that's not boring, something that develops in your mind into stuff that this is really good conversation. I can share this information and these ideas with other people. That's the whole idea here. So we've got some people in the news. You want to start off with Ryan Seacrest? I guess
yeah.
It would be a good place for us to start, Victoria. Yeah?
This is just, I love this story so much, and I'm happy that Ryan is in the news for such a great thing. He has teamed up with the Arnold Palmer Hospital for Children, and he has his Ryan Seacrest Foundation. So the two of them together are going to open a Seacrest studio on the first floor of the hospital for kids.
Sure.
And this is actually, I didn't even know about this. A couple days ago, he had Elizabeth Banks was his guest co-host. Kelly Ripa was out, and his parents were in the audience, and he was talking about this program that they do through the Ryan Seacrest Foundation that they have opened. This was going to be the 11th radio studio. He visits a lot of sick kids in all different children's hospitals around the country, and he said in between their chemo treatments, they just basically sit there, and they wander the halls, and there's really nothing for them to do, so he built them a radio studio. And the kids actually run the studio. And so the cool thing is he set up the studio, and these are beautiful, state-of-the-art, like 1,200-square-foot studios. So he opened the studio. The kids learn how to actually program and play music and DJ. So they're learning how to be radio hosts. And the kids can – and it's broadcast all through the hospital. And the kids can call in and request songs and talk on the air from their hospital beds.
Cool.
It is the coolest thing I've heard a celebrity do in a long time. And so now this is the 11th studio that's actually going to open next summer in Orlando. And so Ryan's been, you know, talking about the whole process of how he came to this idea. And he said the kids think it's the coolest thing because it's broadcast throughout all the rooms. They're on they're on the radio. They're talking to other kids who are on the radio. They're requesting songs. And it's just, I think it's just such an amazing project. Major props to Ryan Seacrest. And, you know, the funny thing is, Elizabeth Banks actually said to him, she was like, Ryan, I'm just sort of stunned. I think this is just an amazing idea. And she said, maybe the next Ryan Seacrest will pop out of one of these kids who will overcome cancer and then go into the radio business. I just think it's such a win-win, and I'm just, I love, love, love the fact that he's doing this.
Yeah, it's good. Elizabeth Banks is everywhere promoting Charlie's Angels.
At I like her. Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, she's very likable. As I said, my friend Tucker, the actor who, in this case, was the bad guy in the Charlie's Angel, loved working with her. That she was fabulous. It was just a wonderful experience. They shot it over in Germany about this time last year. So that would be a good thing. But she's, yeah, she's been involved in all kinds of things, including that game show we were talking about the other day on TV. But back to Ryan, I remember when we were in college, when I first started on the radio in 1965, we had a closed circuit system so that when we were on the air, we could be heard in the various dorms and buildings around the college campus. This is sort of the same thing, although the technology is much better and works much better. Well, it is. That's really good for him. You have some Whitney Houston news, I understand, Jennifer. What's going on in the past life of Whitney Houston?
Well, there's a new book that's coming out. There's been rumors for a long time about Whitney Houston and whether or not she was indeed maybe a lesbian or maybe she had romantic relationships with women. And Bobby Brown, her ex-husband, in his book, Every Little Step, he said that Whitney Houston was indeed in a romantic relationship with someone named Robin Crawford and that they had a physical relationship. And he believed, and I actually believe him, that had Whitney been able to stay with Robin Crawford, that she could have still been alive today. Many believe that her addiction issues came because she was trying to stuff down maybe her true self because of the pressure of her mother. Her mother, just a few years ago, actually on Oprah's show, and it's amazing to me just how quickly things have changed. I think it was back in 2012 when she was on talking with Oprah, and Whitney's mom said, I would have a major problem with Whitney Houston being a lesbian. I don't remember the backlash from that. I can't imagine someone saying those same words today, but it'd be interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, so there is a new book by this woman, Robin Crawford, who just put it out through People Magazine, actually. The book is called A Song for You, My Life with Whitney Houston, and excerpts from her book were released by People. Crawford opens up about her relationship with Whitney, saying they were romantic partners. She did confirm that in the early 1980s. It's an admission that she's making publicly for the first time. She said, quote, we wanted to be together, and that meant just us. She also adds that it was Houston who ended the physical part of their relationship in 1982. According to Robin Crawford, quote, she said, we shouldn't be physical anymore because it would make our journey even more difficult. She said, if people find out about us, they would use this against us. And back in the 80s, that's how it felt. She said that Sissy Houston was against their bond. That's Whitney's mom, claiming Whitney told me her mother said it wasn't natural for two women to be that close, but we were that close. She also notes that they never talked about labels, but they knew that they loved each other and that they meant everything to each other and that they have this vow to always stand by each other. This is the first time she's ever said publicly that there was a romance, and there have been rumors for years about a potential relationship.
It's in that documentary, too. The Whitney, one of the Whitney documentaries that came out that I saw It really kind of delved pretty deep into the relationship that she had with Robin. Robin was basically her, like, personal assistant, her manager, in a sense, for the tours. And then Robin was fired because I guess the mother probably stepped in and said, all right, this is enough's enough. And then Robin was basically banished.
Well, all right, let's see what happens here. Kara, you get the Kristen Bell story. She's narrating the Gossip Girl reboot, so how is that going to be on HBO Max? It was just announced, a month or so ago. What are they doing that's going to add? Gossip Girl is one of those shows that was on the CW, right, for a number of years?
Yeah, it was on it for years. I can't remember how many seasons it had, at least six or seven. It had a bunch of seasons, but she was the narrator for it. And I don't think a lot of people know that, but she has this iconic voice, and I'm so excited. I don't think many people from I think she's the only person from the original cast confirmed so far. So I think they're going to have a bunch of new people, hopefully a few of the people from the old show. I mean, Blake Lively was on it, Leighton Meester. It had a pretty big cast, so I don't know. I'm excited. It was, like, kind of what got me into fashion.
It was my jam.
Yeah, as, like, a teenager in high school, I used to, like, it was before streaming services were around, so I used to, like, watch it illegally on my parents' computer downstairs, like, an episode at a time.
Criminal.
Because it was, like, an hour long, so,
that's
I don't know. It was a great show. I'm excited about it.
All right, coming up in a few moments, a discussion of something that's very important to a lot of us. This is COPD Awareness Month, so we have a pulmonologist who's going to bring us through the advancements that have been made in chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Up next here on the DJV program.
Used vehicles are becoming increasingly popular with Americans as consumers look for more affordable options. But a recent Ally Financial survey conducted by the Harris Poll finds many people still hold outdated notions about them. It found about one-third of Americans think the average age of used vehicles at time of sale is more than 8 years old, when it's actually four. Additionally, consumers believe the price on average of a used vehicle is about $10,000, when it's more than twice that amount. Matt Arnold of Ally's Auto Team.
Many Americans lump all used cars in with old clunkers, but today's used models have many of the same tech and safety features that new cars offer. They also have great quality and are running longer than ever before.
Matt says vehicle history reports and service contracts that cover repairs for cars no longer under warranty can help provide peace of mind for used car buyers.
Used cars can be a great alternative, especially when you consider the average new car price is almost $38,000.
For more tips, go to ally.com/auto. Ally.com/auto.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
24 after the hour now on the DJV program. This is COPD Awareness Month. So we have a pulmonologist here with us, Dr. Thomas Cornbridge. And a patient who has gone through treatment, gone through the experience of COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, referred to as emphysema, when my mother had it and died from it. I'm coming to you both with a lot of knowledge of COPD. My mother died of emphysema. My grandfather died of emphysema. My great-grandmother died of emphysema. So I hold myself fortunate not to have smoked or done anything. But I wonder, Dr. Cornbridge, if I can start with you wondering what it is, the causes of COPD, the symptoms, the causes. Can we go through that info fairly quickly?
Yeah. And good morning, Doug, and thanks for having us on.
Sure.
So most of the patients with COPD in the United States have developed the disease through cigarette smoking. Not all, but most of them.
Right.
And per your family example, we know that it's also a disease that has a genetic predisposition for many of our patients.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. My mother, by the way, was a big smoker, and she died when she was 50. My grandfather worked in the coal mines of southern Illinois. He died when he was 66. My great-grandmother lived to be 88, even though she had it from the same experience living in Cesar, Illinois. But I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I'm around a lot of dust and stuff. And I have my issues a little bit. I'm told that I have maybe a few of the symptoms that come from being around a lot of dust and that sort of thing. But it doesn't overcome me or hasn't overtaken my life, and don't expect that it will. But in the circumstances where people, I mean, it's just so obvious that smoking is bad for you. You wonder how it is that more people aren't aware or wouldn't want to stop because of the suffering with COPD. I mean, you're fortunate you got Candace Norris there who has survived, but it's very difficult in the long haul to survive this, is it not? Or has been, anyway.
Well, and you raise a very good point that, you know, really the treatment of this disease starts first and foremost with smoking cessation, and it can be extremely difficult to quit smoking. And one of the reasons that maybe patients don't stop sooner is that the symptoms often kind of come on very gradually and are often mistaken for other possible explanations. For instance, just getting older, or maybe mm-hmm. people feel that they're out of shape, or perhaps they've gained some weight, or perhaps they think that all smokers should have some degree of breathlessness. But these symptoms that occur, these breathlessness with exertion, really would be better to be identified as early as possible, so that appropriate intervention can be had, particularly not only to manage the breathlessness, but also to decrease the flare-ups, these exacerbations that occur that really do place patients at risk for additional lung damage. So this really
comes
to awareness.
Ms. Norris, you're 64 years old. Were you a smoker before you were diagnosed with COPD back in 96?
Yes, sir, I was. Uh-huh. And it took me quite some time to come to terms with that. It's sometimes kind of embarrassing to know that you really brought this condition on yourself, but you have to reach the point of really opening up to your doctor and letting them know the level of symptoms that you are dealing with.
Mm-hmm. And so what were your symptoms?
Severe breathlessness. You can't just look at someone and tell that they are dealing with this. You have to... It's like trying to inflate a brick when you're dealing with this, and it's extremely difficult. You have to be open with your doctor and your family, if they're available, to let them know where you're at, because the symptoms are exhausting, and they can be quite terrifying.
All right, so you admitted to being a smoker. I'm guessing you stopped. What else happened? How do you think you got over, or how, in terms of knowledge, what really was the reason that you are still around? My mother died when she was 50. She couldn't stop smoking. So,
I'm so
how did you
that.
Do it?
I decided to take control of my symptoms. I just, instead of letting the disease control me, I started being open with my doctor, really paying attention to my treatment options, exercising, and eating right. It made a huge difference in my life.
What were the treatments that you... was Dr. Cornbridge your doctor? What did he...
No, he wasn't. However, there are many treatments available, but that's something that best discussed with your personal doctor. Mm-hmm. I'm here to just help raise awareness.
All right. I think awareness is very important. Again, it's COPD Awareness Month. So, Dr. Cornbridge, in a few seconds, what are some of the ways that people can get out of having COPD?
Well, we really would like you to recognize that, you know, if you are having symptoms, particularly if you're a smoker, to get in early to see your physician, to be open and honest about how you're feeling, to, you know, describe those symptoms, tell us about flare-ups so that we can then do everything we know how to do to help you. This is a treatable disease, and the earlier we start, the better.
All right, I agree. COPD.com is the place to go to get information for you. COPD.com. Thanks to Dr. Cornbridge and Ms. Norris.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Talk on the DJV program. Nick Miles is here, who is a fabulous auto expert. His website proclaims that. His website is called OurAutoExpert.com. So last week we started off talking about all these SUVs from GM that were recalled. Pickups apparently added to this, braking issues. So is General Motors not doing a good job making as cars, trucks, whatever it is? These were Suburbans, Tahoes, and Yukon SUVs. What's the problem in the Silverado pickup trucks? Is there a problem with GM, or is this just something that goes on everywhere kind of stuff?
I think they're recalling over 3.4 million pickups and SUVs in the United States to fix that brake problem. So that's a large number. So I would say they have unfortunately done a very good job in quite a few vehicles. The problem is, it seems to be in these pickups, that they all have different brake systems, but it seems to be a part system that they're having the problem with. And any time that brakes are involved in anything, it's a bad thing. Although I haven't seen a do not drive order on these. Those are the most serious ones. BMW issued a do not drive order for some of their old 3 series this week, which was pretty unusual.
Really?
And BMW, by the way, never issue recalls on any of these things. But it's the electronic brake control module. Yeah, I'm lost already too. It's basically something that controls the electronic brakes, and they notify the owners starting September 6th, and some owners are actually only just getting the notification now. So if you have one of those, you can always go to NHTSA.gov, and put in your VIN number, and it'll tell you exactly what your vehicle is being recalled for, and you can put any vehicle's VIN in.
Do we have just too much technology? Is everything going to come to a screeching halt because there's too much technology? I look at the rules that are coming out this week for auto emission standards, and we all know how what a big flop that was with the diesel manufacturers. They couldn't do it, so they lied, and then they get punished for it instead of just saying we can't do it. So
well,
what happens in that circumstance?
It's a balance between politics and technology. So two things on that, Doug. One is when I was young and guys used to come to me who were experienced and say, you know, there's too much technology, I'd go, oh, old people. So I always feel like I'm getting it's just us old guys that complain all the time.
I like hydraulic brakes, please. Give me hydraulic brakes. Well, I know I can make it stop. Hydraulic brakes,
Right. The other thing is too that I think at the same time when you get more technology in a vehicle, I mean, you don't have mechanics nowadays who get in there and they start poking around in the engine. They plug it in. They don't actually look at anything. They just plug it in to find out things.
Look for the codes.
So yes, I mean, how much is too much? I don't know. I just wish it worked all the time. That's my thought.
Me too. All right, you were in Vegas this week at the SEMA show, and you're carrying at rautoexpert.com a story about a Dodge Charger
Challenger, yeah.
Yeah, it was stolen. What was the big deal about this car, this particular car being stolen?
Yeah, so ProCharger is a company that displays every year. I've done a bunch of stories with them. They do superchargers that you basically bolt onto your vehicles. And there was this Dodge Challenger Scat Pack with a 6.4 Hemi that the guys got ready to put on the floor, and they went down to get it out of the trailer in the morning to go load it into SEMA, and it was gone. And, you know, everybody's nightmare. They'd spent $200,000 on putting this car together, getting it from around 500 horsepower to 700-odd horsepower, and their beauty that they'd spent, you know, 6 months building disappeared out the back of their trailer. So they were absolutely devastated. And then they started to get texts and phone calls from people saying, hey, we're seeing it driving around the streets in Vegas. And so, they'd obviously called the cops, and they kept reporting this to the cops. Well, the cops zeroed in on these guys. And they chased it. It started from a 700 horsepower. The cops had no chance. They chased it around the streets of Vegas early morning, and it went from a 4-car police chase to a 14-car police chase. They cornered it in a parking garage, and it rammed its way through the police cars and got out. They did find it abandoned in a parking lot, but the owner's ProCharger did something which, you know, you and I probably wouldn't have thought of doing, and we'd have gone back to our hotel room and just cried for a while. Well, they actually said, you know what, we've worked so hard to put this on the floor of SEMA, we're just going to put it on the floor. And
the way
they took this wrecked car, put it on the floor of SEMA, and it was the hit of the show because everybody felt their pain, you know? Yeah.
No, I would have suspected, because they're about to start filming the next Fast and Furious movie, that somebody, and it's supposed to be in Vegas, they just stole the car to be in the Fast and Furious movie. That's the kind of cars in that movie.
It may have been a setup, Doug. We may have just given them all the publicity for the new movie because this may be part of the movie. I don't know. Whatever way, nobody wants to see it wrecked. When you design a beautiful 6.4-inch Hemi, you don't want to see it wrecked.
Our auto expert is Nick Miles. Check out Our Auto Expert.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.